Hello, this is Pastor Robert Moss from Esterhazy Baptist Church. I'd like to share some thoughts with you today on Friday, May 8th, in preparation for the message on Sunday, May 10th. We are continuing our character study from the books of Samuel, and on Sunday we'll be looking at Samuel, focusing primarily on 1 Samuel chapters 7, 8, and 12. Now here's a question to consider as you look at these chapters. That question is, what was wrong with the people asking Samuel to give them a king? Now, it may seem like there's a simple answer to this, but I want you to keep something in mind as you read these chapters, and that is that a king in Israel was something that had been prophesied. We see in Genesis chapter 17, verses 6 and 16, that God had told Abraham and Sarah that kings would be among their descendants. In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob blessed his son Judah with the words that the scepter will not depart from Judah. Now, there are other references, but here's one more to consider. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 17, you will see in that chapter that Moses explains to the people how to choose a king and how that king is to rule once they enter the promised land. So again, my question is, what was wrong with the people then asking for a king? Let me encourage you to give that some prayerful consideration as we prepare for the message on Sunday. The Daily Bread devotional today was encouraging with a focus on Psalm 96. Let me close by reading verses 1 and 3. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the great God, the great King above all. We acknowledge that you are in control, and we thank you, knowing that you go with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Thank you.